Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Cole Stollard is the deputy commissioner of the Chicago Streets and Sanitation Department. I guess these men and women have been working through the night, and they're out there right now. Cole, you're on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us, helping us get this message out. And I want to thank you for your jokes. I use them on my dad every day, and he falls for them every time. So thank you.
And he falls for them. That's a nice way to put it. What's the report? How many? Just give me your numbers. Give me your report.
Yeah, we have... We hit 17 over at Midway, and, you know, people are probably waking up shaking their head how they're saying we only got 7 at O'Hare because, you know, the 7's looking like 15 and the 17, 18's looking like 30. So we're well aware of that. We got over 300 pieces out on the street right now. We're going to up that number at 11 o'clock, adding another 100 or so pieces out there to try to knock down some of these corners at schools and fire departments and police departments, you know, are vitals around, hospitals.
Yeah, right,
like
sure. I guess the problem for you guys is when you do north, south, and then east, west, you build up those piles on the corners. I guess you really don't have a place to put that snow, but it's a real blind spot for people too, isn't it?
Yeah, we're mindful at this point. They become, lines of vision are limited, so that's where we're going to activate and add some equipment and get some help from the water department, CDOT, and we're all coming together.
Oh, do you literally bring in, like, trucks to haul some of the snow away?
Yeah, we'll be hauling snow away for the next couple of days with semis.
Is this, I guess, not unprecedented, but can you put it in some perspective? How big an event is this for you guys?
No, this is big. You know, we haven't seen anything like this since what everybody deems the Super Bowl blizzard. You know, this is we've seen a large amount of snow. You know, the freeze isn't helping us. You know, this deep cold, we're hoping to get out of this weather pattern where we get some a little warmer air. That'll really help us out, too.
Catch me up, Cole. What year was the Super Bowl blizzard?
That was 2015.
2015. So, okay, so 5-6 years now since we had anything like this. And then the cold must make it a little more difficult, but I guess the salt is working. I saw a red chemical substance at Michigan and Wacker. What is that?
That I can't answer. I don't know what you saw there.
That wasn't you, huh? Yeah, okay.
No, that wasn't us.
Yeah. You guys are spreading salt, though. Your trucks are going up and down, right?
Yes, yes.
How many vehicles do you have out there?
Right now we have about 300 out there. I can't say enough about the men and women of Streets and Sanitation and Water and CDOT all coming together and trying to, you know, keep Lakeshore Drive going, trying to get these mains respectable and to where, you know, on this commute home, people definitely see a big difference from when they left this morning.
I thought it was actually pretty good this morning when I came in. I was impressed with the amount of work. What kind of a shift do one of your drivers work?
They work long hours, but we established where they get enough rest. We just ask people to be patient with us. We want to get to these neighborhood residential streets as fast as everybody in the city. We ask that businesses please designate some parking spots in your lot to push the snow. Let's not have the back and forth of the snow, you know, being pushed out on Western Avenue and we give it back. Try to designate some spots. That would be really helpful to us.
Oh, I never thought about that. So a private business is going to push all of it into the street, then you come back and you push it into his drive. It's this tug of war. If you've got a business, find a place to put the snow, but it's not Addison or Ashland, right?
Yes, that's how we get to these residential streets faster. And they're telling us, we're hearing whispers that there's something up in Green Bay right now on the lake, and we could see, you know, they're whispering out there 2 to 3 more inches by 4 o'clock this morning. So, like I said, we're in this till everybody's happy with us.
I know this is the wrong time to ask this question. I'll let you go because I know you're surely busy these days. Cole Stollard is on a phone line, Deputy Commissioner of the Chicago Streets and Sand Department. But I wonder if in the future, because I live on a four flat over by Wrigley, it's not a major thoroughfare. And there's no plowing going on that street. I wonder if there is ever going to be a way where we could say on the even side of the street, everybody has to have your car out of the way and the plow's going to come through and clear that path. And then on the next day, we'll do the odd side. Is there ever an opportunity for something like that, do you think, Cole?
I just don't want, we're always looking at ways to make things better. We've learned, you know, yesterday our first move was to take buses off of Lakeshore Drive because we know that had an effect on us in the 2011 blizzard. So that was our immediate thought, get the buses off of Lakeshore Drive. So we're always trying to learn better ways. Some things you run into in the wintertime is you can't park on the mains. There's just not enough, you know, people have thrown out there about, you know, you do it in street sweeping season. There's just not enough space on the mains because we got to keep the mains clean. You know, so it's a different situation than it is for
when you got leaves and stuff like that. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting point because you can do it in the fall, but it's not like there's piles of leaves that are blocking the other roads. So I understand your point. All right. Hats off to the men and women out there, Cole. Keep doing what you're doing and say hi to your dad. We'll keep sending good jokes your way, okay?
Hey, and thanks for helping us get the message out. Appreciate it.